I have some exciting news for you. I've been working hard to create something just for you, and it's officially live. It's a free quiz to help you determine your personal path to stop binge eating. That means by just taking 2 minutes to complete this quiz, you'll discover my three proven approaches for ending the vicious binge guilt cycle. And you'll find out which approach you should take based on your binge eating personality, which I call the food zombie. Not only will you find out what path is best for you, I'll even give you a step-by-step framework for bringing binge eating to an end. So head on over to wholesomelifestyleproject.com, work with me, quiz right now to find out your next steps to feel in control of food and feel good about your body. I mean it. Go and take the quiz right now. Don't wait one more second. So head on over to wholesomelifestyleproject.com, work with me, quiz. It's waiting for you to take your first step. I cannot wait to see how this will shift your relationship with food. So, wholesomelifestyleproject.com, work with me, quiz to get started in building body confidence and feel incredible in your own skin. Let's get into this episode. Welcome to Beyond Overeating by Wholesome Lifestyle Project, the overeating podcast, where I'll be showing up weekly to share with you what I've learned during my binge eating recovery, helpful tools such as yoga, mindfulness, and energy medicine. My name is Stel, and my purpose is to inform and educate so that you can fast track your recovery in healing your relationship with food and finally trust yourself around the peanut butter jar. Join me as I share top tips, my struggles and triumphs to help inspire or just entertain. Remember, there's nothing wrong with you if you can't stop overeating. That's why I'm here to guide you along the way. Hey, Stel Kumbeneath here, binge and emotional eating recovery specialist. I'm here to inspire women to have a better relationship with food and their bodies. And I'm so excited to be back here this week, episode 51. Can you believe it? And I thought today would be appropriate to really just talk about recovery and what that looks like, what that looked like for me, and also what I've kind of seen through helping my clients get to the other side. So I am currently just on such a high. I have just finished a client session with one of my new one-on-one clients in the Food Freedom Program, and she said to me, "Oh my gosh, I am just so amazed at how free I feel." And she's like, and it's only been 2 weeks. She was sharing how she was able to have a slice of bread with a family member who she hasn't seen in ages, and she normally wouldn't allow herself to have bread. And she said she just slowed down, she enjoyed herself with this slice of bread, and she actually noticed that bread was actually quite energizing for her, and she's always been so afraid of eating bread. And we just actually kind of giggled at the fact of her, coming to this realization. And, I think most people, when they come on this journey, it's really about really questioning our food rules, as I usually call them, and really getting into the kind of the stuff that we, have come to believe as true, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's not true for you at all. So here's what I also wanted to share with you, because I just had a few amazing wins on the Food Zombie Challenge. If you'd like to take part in the next Food Zombie Challenge, I'd love for you to put down your name, because we will probably run one a few more regularly throughout the year, next year. But this was the last one for this year. I'm currently only taking on some a few more one-on-one clients, and then beginning next year we will run the Rewire Your Overeating Mastermind again. But in the meantime, I wanted to just share a few wins from the Food Zombie Challenge, because I feel like You know, there's just such great wins from this, and I'm excited to share this with everyone and just celebrate my clients that's on this journey. They've committed to 30 days of relearning a whole bunch of things. It can be quite overwhelming, but they've done so well. I'm not going to name names, obviously, because this is confidential, but one of the quotes here was, "One thing I've noticed is that I'm not as focused on food, and I'm having a much easier time not overeating sweets and also enjoying and not stressing or hating myself to do it." Okay, the next one is, "I aim for progress. Although there are so many happy signs around me and I'm enjoying the STOP method." The STOP method is one of my signature methods that I teach my private clients, but I also teach my clients in the Food Zombie program, as well as the Rewire Overeating Brain. It's such a versatile tool. Here's a few more. So I'm going right back to the start of the video series for this challenge and refreshing myself and making sure that I use all of the tools daily. Everyone is just so excited about the amazing things they are learning. Next, this was an amazing experience. Someone said, "I'm sitting at a Mexican restaurant with my boyfriend, celebrating a birthday. Chips and dip is my weakness, but I'm doing really well so far. This weekend, I have done awesome. I'm honestly so proud of myself. For the first time in a very long time, I truly feel that I will overcome this." And then another comment was, "I feel so great. I ate slowly and I'm full and I'm taking half of my food home." Most of my clients have never had that feeling of fullness, or the fact that they are able to take food home with them is just such a breakthrough. The last one, what's great about the Food Zombie Challenge and the Rewire Overeating Brain program is the fact that these are group programs. They are sisterhoods. And the last one is just kind of more of a shout out. And it says, "Thank you all for sharing and the encouragement. Definitely needed to help with this process. And I agree, I can finally see myself doing this." And I like just love sharing these little thoughts, you know, because that's what it's all about. I love sharing the idea that food freedom is out there for everyone, and it's out there for you too. You might just need a few steps to get in the right direction. So I am about to share with you a video that I've done in one of my groups, just as a support and for people to understand where they are in their recovery journey. So recovery is about finding a path that creates a happier life without binge eating. And sometimes it feels like you are traveling through a whirlwind of emotions. There might be tears some days. There might be disappointment other days. There might be just self-loathing, or, you know, like sometimes even just that conflict with our bodies. And sometimes, some days it just feels so easy. Like things just come out of like nowhere. Like food freedom has just been something that has been so natural for you. And I just wanted to remind you that recovering from binge eating or any form of disordered eating is a journey, and it takes a while to really adjust to this journey. And the journey I've mapped out below and in the video that I talk about is broken down into 5 stages, and each stage requires different parts of support for my clients, but also just a different set of understanding yourself. So I'd love for you to enjoy this video, see what's happening for you, and come and join the waitlist for the Food Zombie program, as well as for the Rewire Your Overeating Mastermind. I'll put both of them in the show notes. I'd love for you to join me on the next round of these programs. They are meant to just create incredible results. And that is why I'm here. I'm here to provide easy to use tools and strategies to help you stop binge eating. I'm here to help you feel in control with food and feel good about your body. And most of all, I want to help you learn ways to fall in love with yourself again. That is my ultimate mission, is just to have a future where women are no longer ashamed of themselves and their bodies. And I'm so passionate about this. So enjoy this episode, and I look forward to see you again next week. Bye, everyone. This episode is brought to you by my one and only food and mood journal. This is an 8-week food and mood journal and planner for beginners, where you can track how food affects your mood, your hunger, and your energy levels. Are you sick and tired of promising yourself to stop binge eating? Do you feel out of control with food and you just don't know why you overeat? You might have intense cravings leading to self-sabotage. My food and mood journal is the perfect tool to help you tune into your signals that your body sends you. And by tracking what you eat and drink will help you give insight on how food affects your moods. This is an 8-week kickstart to mindful eating to help you identify the triggers that make you want to eat when you're not physically hungry. So this includes a food tracker, a mood and stress tracker, because we know that stress eating can also lead to overeating. We also have an 8-week goals tracker with journal prompts and affirmations. You'll also track things like your water intake and exercise. It makes a beautiful gift for anyone who feels out of control with food. It's an easy to use journal, and it will give you just the insights to help you get on the path to stop binge eating, emotional eating, or any other form of overeating. So get your food and mood journal today by clicking the link in the show notes. Thank you. Hello, hello, everyone. I am just waiting for Instagram to, there we go. Hello, I am live on Instagram and on Facebook today. Say hello if you are hopping in. You're also welcome to join me on either channel, depending on where you are today. So my name is Stella Coombe Heath, binge and emotional eating recovery specialist, and I bring you Food for Thought Thursdays, where we talk about all things binge eating recovery. So I'm on a mission to help 1 million women stop binge eating so that they can end the war with food in their bodies and just take their power back. And I'm so, so excited about being in a space where I can lead people into this journey. So if you're watching, say hello. I'd love to take you through the different stages of binge eating recovery. And then you can kind of decide whether where you are at and where you can actually start looking for help. So just a little bit about me. I struggled for over 13 years with binge eating disorder. So I understand the pains and the frustrations that come with binge eating, promising yourself you'll never do it again, and then feeling disappointed when you see yourself back there, or when you're hiding the food packages and you just so embarrassed about how you act and behave around food. If you're not sure if you're a binge eater, I'd love for you to take my quiz. What type of binge eater are you? And that will actually give you some advice on that perspective. So, I am just so passionate about the fact that we are amazing, amazing human beings, and binge eating is a symptom, and it's there to actually help us in a way. Whether we like it or not, binge eating right now is probably something that is serving you. It is probably comforting emotions. It is probably just satisfying a sense of emptiness. And so for some people, that's loneliness or boredom. It, It's also just sometimes feeling a sense of completeness. If this is binge eating is a habit for you, often what happens is that we get into that cycle of my day is not complete if I haven't had a binge, or if I haven't felt like I need to give in to the urge. So, a little bit more about my binge eating stories. Like, you know, I really couldn't understand why my life just did not, you know, flow easily. Why did I always think about food? Why did I revolve my life around food? And it was either, what am I going to eat to be good, or what am I going to eat to make up for binge eating? What am I not going to eat to make up for binge eating? How am I going to burn calories to make up for binge eating? It was exhausting. And I actually just saw a post from a beautiful lady who's currently recovering from an eating disorder. And she was like, life is just so much more than counting calories and getting on the scale and tracking what you eat and tracking your steps and all those things. But when we're in this world, we get so overthrown by it. And that was me. I was completely lost, completely obsessed with food and tracking and being in a specific way. And to be honest with you, I didn't really see that. I didn't really recognize that these patterns were actually part of a disordered relationship with food. I actually just thought that food was at fault. And that's why I kept cutting out food, and that's what the diet industry keeps promoting, is there must be something wrong with you. You can't trust yourself around sugar, so let's cut it out. Let me know if you have ever felt like that. I think that there is just so much shame and guilt that we receive from the place where we actually look for advice, which is the experts in their field. You know, they tell us to do certain things, you know, hop on the keto wagon, or, you know, just go on fasting, or whatever the case is. We trust them for some reason. We've never met these people. We trust them with their information, we try it out, and then when it doesn't work, we feel like there's something wrong with us. We never switch it around to think, oh, maybe there's something wrong with the diet industry messaging. Hashtag confused, if that is you. Okay, so I'm going to just chat about the five stages of recovery. You can kind of figure out where you're at in this. And you know, if you are in a space where you are ready to make a shift, to make a change, I would love to invite you to have a chat with me. Let's talk about it. I have just opened a few spots in my brand new binge-free coaching sessions, which are fully complimentary. You come and chat to me and we understand where you're getting stuck, your vision for where you want to be, and we get clear on how to get there. So put binge free plan in the comments if you would like to take advantage of that. So I just wanted to, I've got some notes here today because I didn't want to miss out on anything. So if I'm looking down, I'm just making sure that I give you all the information. So what I've discovered through working with my clients through their different binge eating journeys and also just their binge eating cycles, what I have found is there's five stages of binge eating recovery. And this is probably a good time for you to maybe reflect and see where you at. And, you know, from that perspective, you can start making a decision whether you are ready for binge eating recovery. I'm going to be honest with you. I've worked with some clients who have come to me and they haven't realized what an attachment binge eating is, what a crutch it actually is, what a support system binge eating has actually become. And that's why I said in the beginning that binge eating is not always the enemy.
It's actually, in fact, never the enemy. It's some, in some way, it's supporting you for some whatever reason you have created that in your life. And because of that, that means that we can build and shape a new support systems for you, which is excellent news. So don't ever feel like, well, this is, I'm just a binge eater and this is just going to be my life for the rest of my life, because it is not. Okay. So phase one of working with my clients, we normally look at the relationship with food. That is normally the first part where I start, because of all the fears we've created in our existence with food, what the advice we've received from the diet industry about dieting and how that will fix you. Meanwhile, we try that and it just makes things worse. That then adds on a layer of, well, you know, it's not me. There must be something wrong with me, because I can't get this right, and food is to blame. So food is to blame is the first stage. And this is where most of us start. We feel like food is the enemy, food is to blame. I don't need any binge eating recovery. I don't have a problem. It's food that is the problem. Does that resonate? So this is where we feel, I just need to get onto a diet that will fix everything. And I'm going to go for the most restrictive diet, something that cuts out these foods that I normally binge on, right? Usually, there's a lot of overwhelm and a lot of feelings of just being paralyzed or disabled or possessed with binge eating in this stage. You feel that there's particular foods that is to blame. Like sugar has been villainized in the world of dieting, and bread, oh my gosh, bread has the worst rep ever. You would swear that if you ate one slice of bread, that you will just actually probably fall over and die. Like, that's how bad people have made bread out to be. And it's actually, food cannot make you do anything. A lot of my clients, one of my clients in particular, in one of our sessions, we were talking about how powerless she felt about food. She used to talk about her food demon that would sit on her shoulder. I've now dubbed this the food zombie. But back then, she would say to me, Stel, it's like this demon just sits on my shoulder and it listens to the food calling out, eat me, eat me. And then this demon switches off my brain and I just cannot continue. I just cannot help myself. When I wake up again, when my brain kind of wakes up, I have finished eating. We had to do a lot of work on the belief here that food was at fault. Okay, food is a separate entity out of us. It's external. It's just as relevant as this pencil, right? This pencil cannot make me do anything. It can help me write, right? It can help me color in if I want to, but it cannot make me do anything. It cannot make me write a sentence or something that I don't want to write. Same with sugar, same with bread. It cannot make you do anything. Okay, so food is not at fault. Yes, food is tasty. And yes, there's certain foods that give us a dopamine hit or like serotonin hits when we have it. But most of the time we get those hits is because we've put so much shame on certain foods and we've made them forbidden. So when we actually eat them, we get this rush, and the rush is out of rebellion. It's not because it's an addictive rush. Okay. And this is where the Overeaters Anonymous kind of lose their effectiveness, because their strategy is exactly the same as narcotics and alcohol, where you cut it out. But narcotics and alcohol can be poisonous and dangerous. Whereas food, the only time food is poisonous and dangerous is if you're eating something that has been poisoned or something that has gone seriously off, right? Like seafood, if you've left that out and you haven't had that for a few days, like don't eat it, it's dangerous. Okay, so that's the only time food is gonna actually add danger to your life. So Overeaters Anonymous goes, well, we need to cut it out. And what happens, hi Vicky, so good to see you here. What happens is when we cut out food, we create scarcity mindsets in the brain. And our brains are built on survival, okay? We're built on survival, which means that if there's any hint of scarcity, we are gonna keep thinking about food. Okay, and that's where food thought starts coming about. That's where overbearing cravings come from, is from the fact that we've blamed food, we feel that we are powerless against food. And that's why I help my clients. Very first thing we start doing is helping them to get control back with food. All right, so that's stage one in binge eating and recovery. Stage two is, stage one is I am someone else is to blame. Stage two is I might have an issue. Okay, so this is where we start realizing, okay, I've actually tried everything. I have personally been on 25 different diets. 25. Some of them are repeated over and over again, and I would hit my head every single time. I would fall flat. I would think that I was self-sabotaging, right? But I started realizing towards just the last bits, just before I started looking for recovery, that I realized that binge eating is more than just food, and it's more than just the fact that I can do this by myself or I need to just follow a diet. It was a lot more than the eat less, run more principle that we've been taught. And trust me, I have done the eat less, run more principle for over, since 2010, I did the eat less, run more principle. Let me tell you, it did not get rid of my binge eating. It actually aggravated my binge eating, because what did I do? I literally listened to the advice. I ate less and I decided to become an ultra marathon runner on a very, very restrictive diet, which means my body was starving, which means that when I was eating something, I would binge, right? So that is kind of when I started realizing, okay, something else is up here. It's not just about food, and it's not something that I need to blame myself for, but I need to start being open to discussing and having some opinions and asking for help. So here is where you basically start feeling that, oh, I am ready for change, but I'm scared. I am scared of judgment. I'm scared that I won't be able to do it. I'm so afraid that this is just my life, and if I go down this route, if I actually ask for help and be vulnerable, then what if my worst fears get proven right? What if I am actually faulty? So most of the time in stage two, people know that there's an issue, they know that they need help, but they would rather not ask because of the fact that their worst fears might be validated. And usually our worst fears are never the truth. They are our mind's way of just protecting us from the worst that can happen, right? Our minds are built into creating and making up solutions for the worst case scenario. But what I have seen from my experience helping over 50 women now stop binge eating, the fact that we think that is sometimes what keeps us in binge eating for much longer than we need to be. Okay? And the sooner we realize that, the sooner we can move forward. But I know that's difficult because you've probably tried everything. You've probably tried all the diets, all the things. And I know because I've been there. And every time that belief was kind of validated for you, that there's something wrong with you, that you're just not good enough, that you will just always be a binge eater. So those are the types of beliefs that kind of stick when we're in the space of, okay, I know there's an issue, I might be a binge eater, I am not sure. Again, if you just joined the live, if you're not sure what type of binge eater you are, you're welcome to do my quiz. Put quiz in the comments and I will get that quiz out to you. So stage one was food is to blame, so someone else is to blame. Stage two is I might have an issue, but I'm too afraid to actually ask for help, or I'm too afraid to find out the truth. Hi, Bonnie Jane. So good to see you here. It's so great when I can see people's names. Unfortunately, Facebook doesn't show me that. Okay, so we're talking today about the five different phases of binge eating recovery. So stage three is where we have the shift into, okay, I actually think that things are possible and I'm ready for change. And I'm afraid to say that I had to hit rock bottom. And if you've read some of my posts, I was literally sitting on the floor crying, ugly tears, the biggest ugly cry, holding my dog Kaiser and just going, there is just no way that I want to live my life like this anymore. And in that moment, I started researching for binge eating help, not dieting help. Okay. But what happens then is that you get overwhelmed because there's a lot of people who still advertise dieting as a cure to binge eating. So stage three is really important because this is where you can actually take life into your own, or take your power back, really. And this is where you can actually get some amazing, amazing results. All right. You realize in this stage that there is more to life than obsessing over food and your body. And this is where you want to make changes. Caveat here, Google is probably not the right place to look for answers. If you would like a plan, I would love to help you with resources. Put the words quit plan in the comments and I will send you some resources. Find out where I can assist you so that we can help you move forward. Google can send you into a rabbit hole. Lots of times people with the wrong, incorrect advice as well. So stage four is actually, yes, okay, let's do this. I can see the benefits of living binge free. I might have seen inspiration, like maybe you have seen someone else recover. Me personally, I saw a friend of mine. She's a really good friend of mine now. She was actually my coach through recovery. I actually saw that she was able to stop binge eating and she was able to recover. And because of that, I could see that there was a life beyond binge eating. And I was open to trying it. I was open to healing. I was ready to face my fears. And that's when I booked a call with my coach. And I knew that that was the right step. And this takes time. You need to be ready for this. So step one is to really just understand that food is not to blame. Step two is to start creating awareness that there might be an issue here that needs help. And most of the time, that help is not something that comes from a diet or an eating plan, but probably from someone who has either been there or someone who specializes in eating disorders. Stage three is, yes, I can do this. Like, I can see that this is something that is possible for me, but I'm ready to look for things. But here I might get overwhelmed slightly. Stage four is, let's do this, I am so ready. Stage five is once you've actually committed to recovery, and this is where you've actually able to practice behaviors that are not binge eating. So these could be successfully managing your urges. You have been given tools to help you guide through self-care and coping mechanisms. You know how to nourish yourself without food. You know how to manage your emotions. You know how to respond to your emotions. You feel like you can trust yourself with food. So those are the five stages. If you would like to kind of just go through this again, and then let me know in the comments, which stage are you at? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? I am so, so happy to be here. Food for Thought Thursdays. I can't wait to see you again next week, where we will be talking more about binge eating recovery and how I can support you in doing this. So if you would like a certain question answered, I'd love for you to post your questions in this post or in my live Q&A in the Facebook group. Every Monday there's a post that goes out asking what you need help with, and in my stories as well. Have a beautiful day, everyone. I will see you soon. Last little bit of exciting news is the Food Zombie Challenge is starting next Monday. So if you are ready and you're in the stage of, yes, I can do it, I would love for you to commit to the next 30 days on learning amazing, amazing little tools that's gonna help you move forward. I can't wait to see you again next week. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me today, and don't forget to share this with all your friends. You can do this by adding this to your Instagram story and tagging me at Wholesome Lifestyle Project, or by simply telling them about it. If you could rate and review on whatever platform you are listening, this will go a long way in helping me get this podcast out there so that I can share my message and help as many women out there struggling with food issues as I can. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram on Wholesome Lifestyle Project or connect with me on LinkedIn. My name's Estelle Kuhn Heath, and that's where you'll find me on LinkedIn. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.